Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Scully?
Yes?
Marry me.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
I love that woman. I love her more than sharks love blood.
I love you.
You don't.
Hello, I'm Tristan Riddell.
And I'm the girl.
And this is Nerd Nuptial, episode 92. And for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, we are a married couple looking at life through a nerd lens. How are you doing?
I'm good.
What did we do today?
We had a day date.
A day date?
Yes, because that's what married people do.
Go out onto the town the middle of broad daylight.
That's right. And we went to go see Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider 2018 starring Alicia Vikander.
Right.
And it has some Walter Goggins mixed in there.
Yes.
And yeah, it came out this weekend and mm-hmm. we saw it over the weekend because we do that now, mainly because of this show.
Right.
And this is actually some of you might be thinking, hey, buddy, hey, we already got some Tomb Raider movies. You're thinking of the Angelina Jolie movies, random listener. But yes, those already happened, and those were atrocious. But I think in a fun way. Like, have you ever seen them?
Probably not all the way through.
No, not all the way through?
No.
The first one has Daniel Craig in it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
A young Daniel Craig.
That's so funny.
Yes. Pre-James Bond Craig.
That's right.
Obviously.
That's right. Yes.
So, yeah. Okay. So, obviously, Tomb Raider is based off a video game. I think the first video game came out in 96.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
So, I was 10 years old. 10 years old
did
was the first.
Did you play it?
I did.
You did?
I did. I played the first one. And I had it on my crappy PC. It was all white with the mouse that with the ball that got all gunky and everything like that. Yeah, yeah. I played it with the triangle boobs.
I was gonna say, did you find the triangle boobs attractive as a 10-year-old?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. As a 10-year-old, there's a lot of things you find attractive, but yeah, I remember thinking it was like she has boobs. She's like Indiana Jones with boobs. but no, actually, it's really interesting because I've played most iterations. Now, I haven't played all of them because there's mobile-based games, mm-hmm. there's tablet games, there's, you know, there's stuff that was only released on PlayStation, so mm-hmm. I didn't really get to play those because I never had a PlayStation. I was an Xbox person. Mm-hmm. So I haven't played every iteration, but I've played most of them.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see how the character has evolved throughout the years.
Okay.
It's really funny because like people know Tomb Raider as, oh, she's the archaeologist with big boobs.
Okay.
Like the over sexualized image.
Right.
You know, like something that like is clearly a male video game programmer made, you know, like this weird fantasy. But as the games went on and as the character evolved, she got less sexualized.
Mm-hmm.
And less looking like a Barbie doll.
Right.
Or a porn star. And she got more interesting. She started getting more backstory. They started focusing more on drama and story instead of just pure action. Because, you know, video games evolved.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
And then a video game came out. They rebooted the franchise in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And the game, it was just straight up called Tomb Raider. And this was Lara's first tomb that she ever raided. in 2013. And I remember you actually sat with me.
Yeah.
And played the game with me. And
meaning I watched.
You watched.
Because I'm really bad at video games.
And it was super
cinematic.
I really
love watching them though. Yeah. Especially the cinematic ones.
Honestly, like there's not much a geeky husband could ask for. Much more
just watching you play video games.
Than a wife who loves watching me play video games.
Oh my god.
Come on. You have to realize how attractive that is.
It might be more attractive if I actually played with you.
Well, yeah. But we've talked about on the show
it doesn't work.
How good you are at playing video games.
Thanks. So I really haven't had much experience with Tomb Raider other than probably watching the 2013 one with you, to be honest with you. Because, I mean, I wasn't really into video games as a kid. Other than my Mario Kart, and we were allowed like the kiddie games, and I wasn't really a PC computer player
no.
so much. No. I had like math games on the computer.
You were that.
But
you
I
were that kid.
Well, I really sucked at math.
Did you have like Myst or something or whatever it was called on PC? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
I don't know. What other girl are you thinking about?
What other geeky PC gamer?
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
But yeah, so like we played it and I remember just thinking how great this game was. I was engaged. It was the gameplay was so much fun, but the thing that really pushed it over the edge was just how cinematic it was.
A good story.
It was a great story, mm-hmm. and it was like you were playing a movie.
Yeah.
And so when trailers came out for Tomb Raider the movie,
yeah.
the 2018 film, I was super excited because it looked like the video game.
It did. Even like certain shots were like, oh, I feel like you've played that.
I've played that level, mm-hmm. you know, like her jumping off of the rusty World War II plane mm-hmm. and then with a parachute. That happened in the video game.
Right.
Most of the time when you say a movie looks like a video game, it's an insult.
Right.
Like we did with Black Panther. But in this terms, it was a positive. It was, yeah, I wanted it to look like the video game. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to basically just be a two-hour version of the game.
Right. Right.
So I was super excited for that. Now we've seen it. How did you feel about the film? Because right now it currently sits at a 49% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's pretty. Maybe a little less.
A little less. Okay.
I don't know. I really enjoyed the third act when we became Tomb Raider.
When you actually got into the tomb.
Yeah, when we actually got into doing some Tomb Raider things, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the movie a lot. But we wasted a lot of time at the beginning. It felt like they were kind of trying to do a Casino Royale version of Tomb Raider where we need to, like, I don't know, build her up, like, show her not be interested, like, not really have a goal or something before we really get her into her purpose. And I mean, without giving spoilers.
Because we'll get into spoilers later.
Yeah, exactly. I think that it was fun, but I don't think you need to go to the theater to see it. That was unfortunate. I think Alicia Vikander was awesome.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Walter Goggins. Is that mm-hmm. Goggins? Oh, yeah.
You know Walter Goggins.
I know.
Name.
I was just making sure that I said it right. we really liked him in Justified. So
he was fantastic in Justified.
So it was fun to see him again, you know, on the big screen. But honestly, it just was really unfortunate that all the cool stuff happened at the end of the movie.
That seems to be kind of plaguing right? our media choices recently. It was, yeah, this was like a spoiler-free territory mm-hmm. right here. This was a very mediocre action film. Mediocre to lower.
Yeah.
There was nothing in it that was downright bad.
No.
There was nothing in it where you're just like, oh, this is just ridiculous, or this is stupid, or this is silly. There was nothing egregious in the film. But it was very by the numbers, and there was a lot of, like, it was just structured horribly. It had a strong three-act structure. It was, we were in London for the first act, like, mm-hmm. London and was it Hong Kong? Yeah.
Yeah.
London and Hong Kong for the first act. So, and then you were on the island for the second act,
mm-hmm.
and then you're in the tomb for the third act.
Right, right.
And the first act was such a waste.
Such a waste. It was very frustrating, actually.
It was so frustrating.
Right. I mean, the only thing we really gained from the first act was knowing that she actually worked out and, like, she was interested in, like, being a good fighter herself.
Mm-hmm.
Without, like, I guess if you didn't establish that, like, she, you know, was into boxing or whatever, then you'd be like, well, how does she have all this strength? How is her body that awesome?
People would have called her a Mary Sue.
Right, yeah. Right. Whereas, like, this was her thing.
So we're going to show off her abs in the
first
scene.
Right, right. So, I mean,
which could crunch an almond.
Oh, my gosh.
It was insane.
I heard something. She gained, like, so much muscle weight. Which is just impressive.
Yeah, she gained muscle.
Right.
Like, the only weight she gained was muscle.
Which is, you can see.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just a machine.
Like, even like Walter Goggins was on Conan, and he was talking about it.
Right.
Where he said, he's like, I was standing behind her, we were walking to set, and I just looked at her back, and I was just like, I will never be that muscular.
No, she's, she clearly, like,
she took it seriously.
She took it very seriously.
You can tell.
I mean, if you're gifted the opportunity to play a cool character like Tomb Raider, which she's become a really cool character,
right?
You know, like you said before, kind of sexualized, but now they're making her, you know, they're not making her sexualized. And I didn't feel like they sexualized her at all in this.
It really
was.
So
let's talk
cool.
about positives.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful thing.
That was a huge positive for this film, is that there was what I think, like, this term, the male gaze, I think that's the term that's being used now, is that, like, she was not shot with the male gaze in mind. She was not sexualized. If you look at the original Tomb Raider movie with Angelina Jolie, holy crap.
Oh, yeah. It's all about
the boobs. It's all about the boobs. I mean, there's a scene where they get away with as much side boob as humanly possible without, like, getting an R rating. And it was just like she did a workout where, like, she's, like, shooting a robot. And then they're like, okay, well, I'm all stinky now and sweaty, so I got to go take a shower. They spent, like, 5 minutes of her in slow motion in the shower.
Oh, my gosh.
And
just disgusting.
You know, that movie was pretty good at the
time.
Oh,
my gosh. Shut up.
But no, like, with this, you didn't get anything like that.
No, you didn't. And, like, the only time you did see her abs was when she was boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was boxing her heart out. Mm-hmm. Like, there was nothing sexualized about that. Like,
no. There's no weird grunting
or nothing like that.
Or her boobs popping out.
Funny thing. When we walked into the theater, it was all just dads and their boy.
It's true.
And
they all thought it was going to be the Angelina Jolie movie.
I felt a little awkward. I was like, I'm here with my husband. I'm really, you know, your dad should be here.
I felt that way too, because that's the thing. I watched the old Tomb Raider movies with
of
my dad.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
I think I bought them from my dad as a Father's Day present. I'm not making any of that up. I think that's what happened. Because it's true. We walk in and it's just fathers and
it's
sons.
It's like just two around the theater. Yeah. Which there was not very many people in the theater.
This was opening weekend for Tomb Raider. And we went in a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, now, which is a day date. Yeah.
Which is a day date. Which, granted, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, so it's definitely busier. But still, it's the weekend.
Right.
There were like maybe 10 other people in the theater.
And maybe a little bit more
maybe a little
by the
bit
time
more?
We
okay.
actually sat down, like when the movie actually started, I would say probably more like 30 people.
It was too bad. It was because I was very excited about this film. Mm-hmm. And when we did our preview at the end of the year for movies that we were looking forward to coming out in 2018, this was towards the top of the list.
It really was, yeah. But I mean, like, to go positive, I did appreciate that they didn't focus on the male gaze. They also didn't. Well, can we get into spoilers? Or first can we...
Well, let's give our...
Let's give our first impressions.
Let's give our first impressions. So, yeah, with me, like, okay, so I was excited about the film, and then the reviews started coming in. I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to see this. I don't know if I want to spend money on this, if it's going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
But it could go either way, you know, like, because if it's split down the middle, 50-50, 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, maybe we'll love it, maybe we won't. But then you reminded me that we have free passes. So we're like, oh, sweet. Okay. We're not going to spend any money on this. So let's
go. Let's just go.
And so with the reviews, it kind of tempered my expectations. So I was like, okay, it doesn't have to be a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be any better than the originals. Just give me a fun action film. I barely got a fun action film. If it wasn't for those final moments in the third act, I would kind of be like, well, this was a tire waste. Not only should you not see this in theaters, you probably shouldn't see it, but
I think it's worth a watch once it comes out. But like I honestly would, I would wait until it came on one of your streaming services, to be completely honest.
Don't spend money on it.
I really wouldn't.
It's not worth it.
No, I don't think so.
So on like a 5-star scale, what would you give it?
Oh man,
you grade harsher than I do. I would probably give it a 2.5, maybe a 2.
I would give it like a 1.5 or 2.
1.5?
Yeah.
1.5? No.
Is that mean?
1.5.
Okay,
is super mean.
I'll give it a 2. I'll be a little bit nicer. I'll give it a 2.
Because one and a half
is like a horrible, horrible movie. This was not a horrible movie.
No.
It just wasn't what I wanted.
I give 2.5 stars to a mediocre film because out of 5 stars, you split it in half.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a 2.
Okay. Because like a 1.5, that's like. Oh, that's like a $5,000 budget movie on Netflix that some dude in Timbuktu convinced them to buy.
All right, so let's get into spoiler territory. Okay, so we can actually talk about it.
From here on out, if you haven't seen it yet and you don't want anything spoiled, but honestly, there's not too
terrible. There's not a lot you can spoil.
There's really only one thing that you could spoil.
Especially since, like, Tomb Raider, you know what Tomb Raider is, right?
You know she's going to win. You know she's going to beat up the bad guy. She's going to get off the island.
Right.
It's very formulaic.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't want to know anything about the plot or anything, any kind of reveals about that, we're about to talk about those spoilers. So the thing to me is, I hate to sound like one of those fanboys, but they changed stuff from the game that really didn't need to be changed.
Okay, so what did they change from the game?
Okay, so in this film, she's cut off from her family estate. Mm-hmm. Like, her father has gone missing, presumed dead. It's been 7 years, and so he's legally declared dead, even though they didn't find a body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but she refuses to inherit his estate. And so she's living paycheck to paycheck. She's a courier.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not an archaeology student, which she's supposed to be. She's supposed to be an archaeology grad student.
Right.
And she's very active. She's a thrill seeker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that explains why she's fit and why she, like, knows how to fight. Like, she trains constantly just because she likes doing those. She's an adrenaline junkie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's super smart. She went to school and she was afforded the best education because her father was wealthy. And it's just in the film, they don't do that. Like, she didn't go to school.
Right.
She didn't go to university. She doesn't have money, so she doesn't travel.
Right.
And she, you know, like, yeah. And so, and she's estranged from the company.
Why would you change that part?
I'm not quite sure. I tried to wrap my head around that. I was like, okay, it's an interesting choice. You're varying the source material. That's fine. That's fine. I'm not always against that. I'm not one of those guys. But you better have a good reason if you're going to change the source material. And I kept trying to think. I was like, did they try to make her more dynamic, more interesting, where instead of just being a spoiled rich girl who gets everything she wants,
she's kind of had to fight for what she has.
But at the same time, like, when you look at it from millennial eyes and from a 2018 eyes, where you're just like, wow, you have the opportunity to have...
Yeah,
millions of
dollars.
That
bothered me.
And you're choosing not to, and you're just like, oh, I needed the money. It's just, and all out of respect for your father, because if you sign the paper, then you feel like you're shaming his memory because he's dead. Screw you. No, you're not.
That seems like that's what your father would want. Your father would want you to have the money.
Have the house, have the money, get, like, taken care of.
Exactly.
Like, not what, wonder where your next paycheck's going to come from.
Also, a part of this that bothered me, I don't know, I can't remember what it was like in the video game, but was her father alive?
No.
Okay, because her father is presumed dead for 7 years, but when we actually get to the island, we find out that he's been alive for 7 years.
I hated that.
What was the point?
I hated that.
There was no point of that storyline.
Of him being alive?
Yeah.
You're right, because he...
Like, because he eventually dies.
He doesn't actually add anything to the plot.
No, he adds nothing to the plot.
He
because she could figure it out herself, like, what the code was to get into the tomb and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, why was he there?
I think he was... The only reason he was there was in order to coerce... like, Walter Goggins used... her dad to coerce her to open the tomb.
Right.
But he could have done that with Lu.
Lu Chen, yeah. Yeah. I also appreciated, like, I don't know, you kind of felt like maybe they were going to do something with Lu Chen at one point. Like, but then they were just friends and...
Do something as in...
Like a relationship maybe? Did you feel that?
I did not feel that at all. Okay. I think they went out of their way to show that it wasn't going to happen because if you remember on the boat...
That's true.
He, like, when they were sailing towards the island, he made a comment like, oh, I like crazy women or something like that. And she's like, good night, Lu Chen. And she goes to bed.
Right.
Doesn't lead him on, doesn't flirt with him. And I was like, okay, so they're saying that this is not going to happen.
Right.
And I appreciated that it didn't happen. Because in the, like, that character, I don't know if it's exactly Lu in the video game, but there's a character very much like, if I'm forgetting, I apologize, but there's a character very much like him in the video game.
Okay.
And, like, she has a crew that she travels with in the video game. And I wanted to see that crew.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see more of Lu Chen. And I was kind of surprised that we didn't see that much of him in the movie.
Well, I thought I really cared about that relationship because they had, you know, I wanted him to survive because he obviously was helping her throughout the movie. And she was helping him. So I liked that relationship, and I also liked that they didn't turn it into a relationship. Would because Tomb Raider does not need a really romantic relationship.
No.
So I liked that part.
Yeah, me too. Sure. So, but yeah, like there was no reason for him to be there. Like when we saw him in the middle of the night in the jungle, I was like, please don't let it really be him. Don't really let it be him. And then boom, we see his face. And I'm like, oh.
Yep.
I hate it. Like there was no reason.
No.
Even before I knew that there was no reason, I knew
there was no reason.
It was because the moment you see him, we're just like, he's going to die at the end.
Exactly.
We all know he's not going to make it off this island.
Right.
We all know. Anybody who's seen a movie before knows that he's not going to make it off the island.
Right.
That's just not how movies work. What is he going to do? Shave and then just go back to his company? No.
No, that's not going to happen. That was very bothersome. And I don't know why they changed that.
So in the movie, some of the beats were about the same where in the video game, it was not about the search to find her father. She knew her father was dead.
Okay.
It was exploring his work.
Well, I think that kind of was what it started as, right? Was like, okay, he told me to burn this box. I'm curious.
Yeah.
And then she could have, instead of being like, I need to make sure I know if my father's dead or not, it could have been just like, I want to know what he was investigating.
What was he up to?
Yeah, his last investigation.
Yeah.
There you go. That would have been enough.
That would have been enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, that first act where, you know, like, where she's riding the bike and she's the fox and they're chasing her and we see that she's quick and... It's just a huge waste of time.
It was a waste of
time. As I'm watching this, I'm like, I'm supposed to be invested in this character and supposed to be invested in this bicycle chase. And I don't care. It's just keeping me from the island.
Exactly. I know. I think it was when the ship was getting wrecked and you leaned over and you're like, why didn't the movie start here?
The video game started there.
Okay.
The video game started with the Endurance getting wrecked.
I remember that.
They had the good sense to where this movie started in Act 2 was where the video game began.
Mm-hmm.
And it threw you right in the action. That's the thing. The entire first act of the film could have been 3 minutes of flashback.
Right. Right. It's one of those things where like there was a lot of like flashback of her, you know, like with her dad, and they were really trying to drive home the dad. And okay, like you're giving her more of an emotional connection. All right, whatever. But to me, I would have much rather seen her interest in archaeology. I would have rather seen her be an educated person.
Show out on a dig or something.
Right. Like, you know, that she had more of a purpose than even just like being interested in her dad's stuff, to be honest. Like, I wanted to see that. I wanted to see that, you know, she had some type of purpose. And I don't know. That was a little disappointing because, like, and we saw so many chases, I feel like. So we saw, like, the bicycle chase, and then she loses her bag in Hong Kong, and we see another chase where, like, she, you know, takes on, like, some people. And it was just like, why aren't we
getting
where we need to go? We're just running around and showing her that she's tough. Okay, we get it, you know?
It felt like they diluted the character. Mm-hmm. From the video game source material, which is a really weird thing to say because most of the time it's the other way around.
That's true.
Where like if you have a video game of a movie, they dilute the character to make it more fun. Or if you actually have a movie based off of a video game, they try to make the character more robust.
Right.
But they very much watered down Lara Croft. They made her less intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
They made her less of a go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
They made her less interested in the world around her.
Right.
And it's just... I felt like that maybe they tried to make her more relatable.
I didn't feel like it really worked. I think the only thing that saved it was that I like Alicia Vikander as an actress, and I think that she did a good job with what she was given.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the storyline of the video game would have been way cooler on screen.
Yeah, honestly, it would have if they followed the beats a little closer. And also in the video game, it was It was based on that island, and it was Himiko?
Himiko.
Mm-hmm. Himiko, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the video game, it was Himiko, I think, was a god who could control the weather.
Oh, okay.
and it was called The Devil's Triangle, not The Devil's Sea.
Okay.
And it was, and there was Trinity.
Okay.
And everything like that. And so, like, they basically, Laura was shipwrecked on the island, and she was trying to find out more about Himiko, and she was trying to race against the clock to, because Trinity was trying to find Himiko too. But in the video game, Himiko was real.
Oh, really?
And it was, the supernatural existed.
Okay. Interesting.
And this, in the movie, I thought it was an interesting take.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. But like in the movie, they kept saying that, like, the legend is that, like, the people of Japan captured Himiko, the monster Himiko, and then trapped her on an island against her will.
Like, buried her alive.
Buried her alive and everything like that. But then once they get there, they realize that the myth was wrong, which a lot of legends are. They kind of hammered that home, that all myths have a basis in reality. And so she actually sacrificed herself. She imprisoned herself on this island, and the reason why is because she was a carrier of a very quick and deadly disease that everybody else thought was magic. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting take.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I liked it. I was fine with it. And I think that that was a nice, like, base in reality. I mean, not that it could, like, spread that quickly.
Right.
But I felt like they at least tried to, like, be like, okay, you know, it's not supernatural. He was searching for the supernatural, like the father was, but what you found was more based in reality, like where legends kind of start and then kind of trickle down and be like, okay, it becomes this bigger, you know, farce or whatever.
It's kind of like how demon possession, like most demon possessions are really just people plagued with mental illness. You know, like when you read about that from centuries ago, it's kind of along those lines where you're like, they thought it was magic, but it was really just a fast acting disease. Yeah, I liked it. It was interesting because I wonder if they did that to further distance themselves from Indiana Jones.
Oh.
Because Indiana Jones actually encounters the supernatural.
Right. And I mean, she is the female Indiana Jones.
Straight up. Like, actually, when they developed the video game in the mid-90s, it was a guy. Like, it was originally a guy who was going to be the Tomb Raider.
Oh.
And they gave him a fedora.
Oh, gosh.
And, like, the developer said, like, why don't you just give him a whip so we can get sued?
Right. Seriously.
And so in order to distance themselves even further, they said, make it a woman and lose the hat.
Right. But, I mean, okay, the Indiana Jones aspects of Tomb Raider are my favorite parts.
But the thing is, though, is that if they distance themselves, if that's the case where they didn't use the supernatural to distance themselves from the Indiana Jones trilogy, why on earth will they incorporate? Well, yeah, I mean, you burned my notes, so like Trinity won't be able to find Himiko, which is eerily similar to Henry Jones Sr. saying, "Well, you dolt, he didn't bring my diary here to Germany."
It's true.
He wouldn't be that stupid.
It's true.
And then
it was very similar.
You know, Indiana as well as Lara go, oh, about that, I did bring it into the lion's den.
Yeah, essentially.
That's straight up from The Last Crusade.
What I'm saying is I like the puzzles of Lara Croft.
I gotcha.
That's what I meant more. You know, I like the idea of the booby traps that were in, you know, the tomb.
That we rushed through.
Oh, my gosh. When they were doing them. Because, you know, like, just the idea of her, the physicality of puzzles, the physicality of, you know, of all of the things in the tomb. Those are my favorite things. You know, those are the reasons why you like watching Indiana Jones, The Mummy. You know, you like those movies is because you're like, ooh, like the idea of someone creating these puzzles and like, you know, some of them killing you or you have to figure out the color combination or like, the you know, like I loved her like turning the wheels, you know, on
physical.
Very, you know, yeah. Or like coming up with the color green through the light. I loved that. But boy, did we go through it fast. Like you said, oh my gosh, it was so frustrating. And I think one of my secret things is as a kid, I would always read like when I would go to the library, I would get like different books on archaeology and stuff like that because I just thought it was so fascinating and, you know, tombs and everything like that. And So, like, just this idea of, you know, where we keep the dead and, you know, like, there being, you know, secret passageways and stuff like that, I think is so cool. But, like, that's where you want the movie. Mm-hmm. She's called Tomb Raider. So, like, spend more time there with her.
The act structure easily could have been, like, you begin with the shipwreck. Mm-hmm. And the first act is the island.
Right.
The second act is searching the tomb. And the third act is finding Himiko and trying to get out.
Right.
There you go.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the movie I wanted to see.
Absolutely. Yeah. But boy, did we go through that so fast.
So fast.
So fast.
It's just
It was so aggravating.
It was. It was infuriating where you're mm-hmm. watching and like you're watching that first act, you're just like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. What you're doing right now, I don't care. What you're saying right now, I don't care.
Where's the tomb? Where's the tomb?
Get to the freaking island. Oh. it's when you're disconnecting your audience when you do this crap. Mm-hmm. And I just don't understand the motivation. I would love to talk with the writer or talk with the director and figure mm-hmm. out why they did what they did.
Well, I'm sure as a writer, I think it's probably a little ego of, okay, the video game does this. I like these aspects, but I want to make it my own. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes it's okay to use the good stuff, like all of the good stuff. I don't know. Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, use the best bits.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing is that, like, you're, like, with a modern video game, you're talking about 18 hours of gameplay. Mm-hmm. That's 18 hours of material that you get to pick from to make a 2-hour movie.
Right.
And with this, you don't need to add stuff.
No.
Just take stuff away.
I definitely felt like they want this to be the first of a franchise.
Yeah, I mean, because they've made a second Tomb Raider game that was a big hit, mm-hmm. and they, on the day of the movie release, they released a teaser trailer for the third one, for the third video game.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
They very, like, hardcore set it up for a sequel. Hardcore
set
it up for a
absolutely.
Sequel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I
don't know if it will.
I don't think they'll make another one because the return, if the rating is this low, if the critic consensus is this low, I haven't checked the numbers yet, but with the audience being almost non-existent in our showing on Saturday,
gosh, seriously,
it's probably not going to make a big enough return.
I don't think so. I like her. I like her as Tomb Raider,
yeah,
Alicia Vikander, but I just don't think, you know, the entire time I was like, I feel like they could have spent so, like, we talked about it, the entire time I felt like, They spent so much time trying to set up who she was, which we didn't really care about.
She's Tomb Raider. We know
right,
who she is.
We know she's Tomb Raider. We went to go see Tomb Raider. So let her be Tomb Raider. And it almost felt like, okay, well, next time, she'll be Tomb Raider the whole time.
Yeah. See, Casino Royale did that, but they kept it interesting.
True.
They gave us a great movie.
Exactly.
He wasn't James Bond until the end.
Right.
But it was still a good movie.
Exactly. Exactly. This did not. No. It was a mediocre movie. And like, we got, you know, what was it? 10 minutes of cool Tomb Raider stuff.
10 minutes of cool Tomb Raider. Yeah. Like her holding up the two guns at the end, that was her James Bond theme.
Right.
That was the 007 theme.
Right. Right.
Which she hit the line kind of hard. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, I know. I honestly thought it was a little off-putting.
Like, it felt like she was going to wink at the camera after she said
it.
She's like, I'll take two. Huh? You know?
Yeah.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Like, ugh.
I didn't like that.
That
yeah.
was a little weird.
But badass moments of Tomb Raider, Lara Croft, when she jumped on the ladder with Vogel on the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
That was around. That was badass. Like, she was not going to let him pass. And that was so cool. Like,
that
she was amazing in that moment.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. And actually, they showed that moment on Conan.
They did. I was like, that was a really cool movie. You should
have kept that
yeah.
one. Yeah. My favorite moment, and you're going to make fun of me, I think one of the probably the best crafted moment mm-hmm. of the movie was when she killed for the first time.
Oh. Yeah, no, that was powerful.
That was a powerful moment. And like when that guy was coming after her, it was the middle of the mm-hmm. night. You could barely see anything because mm-hmm. it was so dark. And I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
Because that's what it would look like.
Right.
And she was wrestling in the mud. She used some of those moves that she learned earlier.
Exactly.
We saw that again. Mm-hmm. And she pushed his head in the mud and like she was screaming because she was so frustrated. Mm-hmm. And it was a feminine scream.
Yeah. It they was... weren't afraid to like have her feminine scream when moments when you would.
Exactly. And I love that because it wasn't just like a guttural or a masculine scream or like a power Xena warrior princess scream or anything like that.
Right.
There were moments when she was terrified.
Right.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. But in this moment, she screams because she's,
survival.
It's a survival scream.
Right.
And she killed him. And the way it was shot, the way she acted, and that she it registered on her face, like, I just took the life of a human being.
Right.
Now, it was justified.
Yeah.
But it still happened.
Right.
And then her second kill, again, Casino Royale. Like, he says, like, in the opening scene, he says the first time is hard, but the second time is considerably easier.
Yeah.
That's what happened in this one.
Absolutely. Yeah. I liked that moment too. I also think that like they did a good job of her fighting style being feminine. Like, you know, when I say that, I mean realistic for a woman to be able to conquer
someone who's 110 pounds
right on her. You know, like even though she's got all that muscle mass to her, like she was a machine in this. Seriously,
she's
amazing.
Like 5'3".
Oh my gosh, she's tiny. But, like, you know, using your legs, using, you know, her boxing abilities and stuff like that.
Distributing your weight.
Right.
Throwing your weight and everything
like
that.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
using momentum.
Yeah. It was inspiring.
So you got, like, ab goals?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, go take a kickboxing class or something.
Same here. Like, that's, you know, that's crazy when, like, I'm looking at her abs going, I'll never get those abs. Not even close.
Not very many people will, man. No, she was really cool. She was a very cool character. But she could have been cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the consensus is mediocre film, but Alicia Vikander was the right person to play Lara
Absolutely.
Croft. I'm hoping that if they get a different director, I think Alicia Vikander is enough reason to try again.
I think so.
I think so, too.
I would see it. Like
I would.
I would, because I feel like give her another shot, because she was really good. Mm-hmm. And I want to see that next movie. I want to see more of Tomb Raider. I don't care about her life in London or whatever. I want to see her as Tomb Raider. I want to see the archaeologist. Who, you know, I want her to fight, what was the name of the organization?
Trinity.
I want to see that.
I want to see more Trinity. I want to see her, yeah.
Yeah, but I just feel like I was teased it a little bit here. Like, I didn't see what I wanted to see. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, you don't often say that where someone sees a movie and we're just like, eh, this was mediocre to lower, but I'd see the next one. You know,
I know.
But that's the thing, is that like it's an interesting character, even though she's diluted from the source material. Alicia Vikander had a charisma that made you want more.
Absolutely.
And so I hope that they do another one, but just find a different creative team.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see how well this does.
All right, well, everyone, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Please go to the website, go to thenerdparty.com for all of our back episodes as well as our other shows.
Yeah.
And you can find all of our social media networks on there too, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are all over the place. All you have to do is search The Nerd Party.
I love you.
I know.
Scully?
Yes?
Marry me.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
I love that woman. I love her more than sharks love blood.
I love you.
You don't.